Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ed, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything's fine. Colin and Chris?
Very spry this morning, Ed. You like that 3:40 start time, huh? Better than 8:40.
Sure does beat better than 8:40 for us fellows who have to work the games.
Yes, sir. Okay, what do the Pittsburgh Steelers do with the Bud Dupree injury? Do they simply plug Highsmith in there, backfill with Ola and the guys that they have, Jayrone Elliott, maybe go out and get somebody on the waiver wire? Do they have enough trust with Highsmith to make him that every down guy?
I don't know that they have a choice, Colin. You're not going to find a capable outside linebacker at this point who's available. Trading deadline is gone. They're going to have to go with Highsmith and Ola. You know, Ola was a sensation a couple of years ago. He's kind of faded behind Highsmith. Highsmith looks pretty good to me, but, we'll find out. You play out there on every down, and they can exploit your weaknesses a little better.
I mean, do they feel maybe more insulated by what they have behind their starters, Ed, after seeing what they've seen from, for example, Spillane stepping in for Devin Bush? He's not the same kind of player, but he's filled in admirably in the run game. I haven't seen him overexposed in coverage. And do they simply look at Highsmith slash Ola, a combination of the two, as simply, you know, it's not going to be the same production as Bud, but it's the Mike Tomlin classic cliche of next man up.
Yeah, every team has to do that. You saw what the Ravens did with next men up, next team up last night. And, that's what you have to do. Injuries, I've always said this, the Super Bowl winner is often among the healthiest teams. If you can avoid the injuries, you have a better chance of doing that. So the Steelers have had two key injuries now. To their defensive players. I mean, if you looked at this defense and you said, you know, remove two players from that defense, who are the most valuable, those two would have been high among them.
Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, you're close with Ben, and you've talked to Ben a lot over the years for both long-form pieces and just day-to-day stuff. Can he lose trust in a receiver if the guy drops the football? And how does he regain trust? What I'm getting at is Deontay Johnson, like, how does now he approach Deontay Johnson or deal with Deontay Johnson?
I think he'll talk to him in the locker room. Are they allowed to talk to each other in the locker room these days, Colin? He's done that with receivers in the past. He did that with James Washington. Remember when James struggled a couple years ago? He dove for that one long pass. I'm trying to remember even where.
Yeah, and he said, I wish he would have kept his feet, right, in Denver.
Yeah. And Washington was really struggling, and Ben took him aside and had a long talk with him. I think that's what he might do. It might not be as necessary with Deontay because it's just one game, and he's really had some good games this year. But Ben's attitude has always been, he'll go right back to him. You've seen that many times. You know, a guy drops a pass or something and you go, oh my God, you know, don't go to him anymore. And Ben goes right back to him. So he doesn't get down. He might have done that early in his career, Colin, but he doesn't do it now.
Well, at least with Deontay, before yesterday, we'd seen him bounce back from an early drop in several games and then still have huge days. with Ebron, he comes in with a reputation of drops being an issue. I love Eric Ebron and what he provides, but and with Claypool, there's been several instances of, yeah, it's great to watch him go deep or maybe high point a ball, but he hasn't been able to come down with all of them. So what are those? Is that the same conversation? Does he pull each of them aside separately, I guess, or does he sit down in the receiver's room or on a receiver's Google Meet, I guess, Ed, and say, hey, guys, catch a damn ball?
Well, I don't know that they're going to go over this tape because it's such a short week. But he wouldn't have to do that. When they go over those tape videos in the meeting rooms, those guys know what they did wrong. They don't need Ben to tell them. Ebron, he did drop that one at the five. I don't think he was going to get in anyway, but still he did drop it at the five. The other one, third and two, would have been a first down. But Ben didn't throw that ball well. I mean, the quarterback has to take a little responsibility. He put it behind him on a outside route. And Ebron, he's a big man. He's not as lithe as some of those, wideouts. He had to turn to his left and try and catch that. He did get his hands on it, but that would have been not a difficult catch, but a tougher catch. So I'm not blaming him too much.
Is Terrell Edmunds good or not? Like, I can't figure him out, Ed.
Well, he gambled on that one, what was it, the 70-yard touchdown, and just blatantly missed, and there was nobody there to recover. He had been playing better this year. That was not a good game for him.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Are we more heartened or disheartened by the fact that this team has now multiple times, and perhaps last night no more indicative of it, won games with less than their best effort, Ed? Is that a sign of a team that's ready to go on a run, or a sign of a team that's ready to go on a run until they have to play the Chiefs?
Well, you could look at last night two ways. They really did dominate. Ben, 36 of 51. Some people had 10 drop passes. I didn't have quite that many. I had 6 or 7. But add 6 or 7, now you've got 42 of 51. That interception he should have never thrown. That should have been a touchdown pass. But nevertheless, they dominated them. If you take away the fumble by Ray, who should have fair caught that one, and maybe they just keep going. They get up ahead of steam and just keep going. But those drops, they haven't been dropping passes as much as they did last night.
Ed Bouchette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You're right. And I don't know how you work on it. Is this one of those ones where it's kind of a blessing in disguise a little bit, in so much as how quick the turnover is that you just wipe it clean from your memory, you go, and there's not enough time to dwell on it. You just get ready for Washington, Ed.
Yeah, you can't dwell on it. And I was reading Mark Caboli's piece just now, and he said maybe it'll be a kick in the butt to them, without losing. If you can get a kick in the butt without losing, that's a good day, maybe, somebody take a 2x4 and say, whack you over the head and say, hey, shake out of it. But, it's the offense. The offense has been so up and down. I know they've scored a lot of points up until now, 24 in every game. But, hey, 7 of those were scored by Joe Hayden yesterday.
Well, let me go back to the idea of getting hit with a 2x4 and still walking away with a W, and this being something that maybe they needed. Do you think that feeds into the way Mike Tomlin reacted post-game? Was he trying to send a message as much as anything else, as much as actually expressing his displeasure with the way they played against a quote-unquote JV unit?
I don't know that Mike was trying to send a message. I think he was just ticked off. I've never heard him... I've covered every one of his games. I never heard him. I shouldn't say that. I had back surgery last year, missed a couple, but I've never heard him sound like that after a win. After losses, there are probably a few in there, but that was one of his stronger moments after a game, I'll tell you that.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. What is the protocol now for Pouncey, and how does that work? Can he be available quickly enough for that Washington game? Was it just a close contact thing, or did he test positive? Like, how does this all work?
Well, they don't tell you, Colin. The Steelers don't. Some teams do, whether it's test positive or close contact. My issue is, he was the only one. Who did he have close contact with? Shouldn't that close contact have been Sue if it was a player?
That's what the Steelers are lucky they go shotgun, or it'd be Ben.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It could have been. And Pouncey's over there in the corner. And again, I don't know how they have them spaced out in the locker room anymore, because we don't go in there. But Pouncey's over there near Ben. And so was Vance McDonald. You know, those two are buddies. That's why Ben had to go under protocol. So if it's just close contact, he could be ready to play. But if it isn't, he won't, because I think the rule now is 10 days, right? And it's 10 days. It's not going to be 10 days before their next game.
Right. What about James Conner, Ed? I guess the same thing we could ask of when we expect to get him back, because the run game at times yesterday left a little something to be desired. We've talked about that ad nauseum this year. Benny Snell ended up closing it out. But what's the deal with Conner?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think James Conner would have been any better than Benny Snell yesterday. Benny Snell, to me, and he was the one guy Mike Tomlin praised. That third down play where he was stuffed and bounced it to the outside, that may have saved the game for them. It led to a touchdown and gave them a 19-7 lead at the point. But, again, with James, it sounds like he tested positive. So it's going to be a matter of now of symptoms and negative tests.
In your opinion, Ed, what does the injury now do to Bud Dupree's contract status here or somewhere else?
Well, I didn't think he was going to be back here anyway, Colin. ACLs typically were a year, and they've shortened that. So it's going to be touch and go whether he's going to be ready to start next season. What's that going to be, 9 months? That's probably as fast as you can expect. I think he's looking at a one-year deal somewhere. Now, maybe that will be here because they could now afford him. But I don't know. I don't know that a team's going to fork out the big bucks they would have had he made it through and been playing the way he was.
Steelers insider Ed Bouchette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I've seen a couple people ask questions about shuffling the linebackers around in the absence, to circle back to Bud Dupree's injury, Ed, to shuffling the linebackers around a bit, because they've got three inside backers now after bringing Avery Williamson in, but now depth issues on the outside. Is there any of those three guys, Vince, Spillane, Williamson, who could see any snaps on the outside, or are they going to have to go with Highsmith and Adeney?
Oh, there's no way those three guys can play outside linebacker. None of them are athletic enough. None of them have played out there. It would be more likely an outside guy could move inside, but that's not what you need right now. I don't see any shuffling. Inside line, there's very few linebackers who could play both inside and out. They've had a few here.
Chad Brown.
Timmons.
Yeah, Timmons. Yeah.
Lawrence Timmons. And Farrier to an extent, but they moved him inside after he played outside with the Jets. But no, they're going to go with what they have. I mean, that's all they have. Next man up, as Mike Tomlin would say.
Last thing for you, Ed. You know who they should go sign? Scout team first ballot Hall of Famer Tuzar Skipper. What do you think about him?
Hey, I mean, if they need bodies, but if they wanted him, why isn't he on the practice squad? You know, they got 16-man practice squads. And I lost track of Tuzar. I know he was back here after the Jets or Giants got rid of him and didn't make the team. And I don't know. I guess is he out there, Colin? I haven't even looked.
I don't know. I know he's going to be in the scout team Hall of Fame. First ballot. First ballot. Him and that guy. Who was that guy from Wisconsin or wherever they drafted a couple years ago that was going to play fullback and linebacker? Remember that guy? And he never even really made it through camp. He got hurt. Remember that?
Yeah.
Who was that?
No, I don't. But Tuzar had his first preseason games. He did well. What do you have? Like 3 sacks in 4 games or something like that. Oh, well.
Jeremy Bloom's on that team, too, and Danny Farmer, both.
I literally just Googled, where is Tuzar Skipper? Turns out he's with the Titans.
Oh, so he is. Okay.
Mystery
there
answer.
You go.
All right. What was that? What was the guy's name that was going to play both ways? He was from, like, Wisconsin or somewhere. You can't remember that? I can't remember it either, Ed.
Colin, you're testing me.
I know. I'm sorry. It's early. Ed, have a great – it's a Thursday. It's so weird. Have a great Thursday, Ed.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We'll see it. We got to look that. What was that guy's name?
I thought he was like a Mountain West guy.
He may have been. He may have been. What in the world was? We got to find that out in the break. Yeah. Oh goodness! It, people were all excited.
Drive us nuts.
Because he worked out on both sides of the ball in camp. They're like, this is the next
Sable. Smith.
This
a
is
Saluki.
The next
Sutton Smith.
Sutton
Somebody
Smith. There
it,
is. Sutton Smith.
Southern Illinois.
Yeah. Sutton Smith. He's so good. Okay. All right. Sutton Smith.
I'm telling you, he's going to play fullback and inside linebacker and kick field goals when Boswell.
He's like it works for like now the Illinois Fish Commission or something. I mean, come on, Sutton Smith, get out of here.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.